All right. We welcome you to worship. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We would like to find out who is here in worship today. The way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad, write your name down, give us your contact information, check the appropriate boxes, and send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out. Once it gets to that last person, we do ask that you send it back to where it got started. And then when it comes back to that first person, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, that will help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. Lots of announcements very quickly. No children's time today, since it is Music Sunday. Normal schedule this week. Also, big thank you to everybody who provided snacks for exam packs. Halfway through on that, I'll be headed back out tomorrow. They're good. I enjoy the exam pack on the road. So thank you for that. Other announcements are listed there. Upcoming events and opportunities for the week, the calendar of events. Just want you to make note of that. But we have a special announcement. And it better be special about our dinner and a show. We got a couple of guys coming up here to tell you about that.
Hi, I'm Avery.
And I'm Ben.
And we're having a show and putting it on for the church. And everyone is invited to be a part of the Youth Down Home Country Dinner and a Show. There will be two opportunities to enjoy an excellent family-style meal, plus an unforgettable variety show starring our youth, leaders, and parents. The shows are Saturday, May 18th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 19th at 12:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now for $20 a person, or they will be available at the door for $25, so you better get them early.
Free child care will be available for infants through 12 years old. See one of the youth to buy your tickets or visit the ticket table today. We take cash, check, or credit cards because we're fancy. It's going to be a great event, and we thank you for your support in helping us raise money for next year's mission trip. And we promise there will be a lot of food, and it will be good. So you should come eat it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Looks like Big Raj has an announcement.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I'm here to tell you that we will continue our summer mission project this year at Grifton Mission Ministry down in Greenville. We will not be building a house this year. The county didn't have the funds to do it, but we will be building ramps. We expect to build 5 or 6 ramps and get them installed. And we'll have the same week, July the 4th, and we'll be able to handle 60 to 80 people. And that's it. The church has approved it, and you'll be hearing more about it on a bulletin board out in the Smith Hall. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward to another great project this summer. If you're a guest this morning, we want to say a special welcome to you today. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. We'd like to give something to you. Just a moment ago, you put some information on your pew pad, and we are certainly thankful for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Our ushers will recognize you, and they'll give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, you'll find a little bit of the history or the story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. So thank you for being a part of worship this day. It is Music Sunday. Music is a powerful, powerful thing, that gift that God has given us. Obviously, throughout the world, there are many different styles and many different ways, different instruments. But music was designed to worship God. Anything outside of that misses the point of music, is to remind us of the truth of God and the truth of His creation. That's why we have a day like today, to remind us of how beautiful God is. Let us prepare for worship. you pray with me? Father, in your word, you remind us that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And Father, those words are as true now as the moment they were spoken. And in this time of worship, let everything that has breath in this place praise your name through music and song, through prayer and scripture. We lift up the truth of your Son and what he did on the cross for us. Hear us as we worship. See us as we praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a chorus that I like to sing occasionally. It goes like this. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. We meet in lots of moments. We worship in lots of moments. Sunday morning is one of them, but just one of them. In moments like these, we meet sacred moments, moments set aside for worship, shared thankfulness and praise. We celebrate his goodness. We recognize his good deeds. We exalt his name. Moments in which we relive the story of our God. We acclaim his acts of mercy. We applaud his great love. Moments in which God is present with us. We experience him. We hear his voice. We give him glory. Moments in which we offer our hands and our hearts and our voices to our Savior. We respond to his greatness and to his call. We offer ourselves as individuals and as a church. We serve in his name and in his love. In moments like these, we sing and we extol him. Sing joyfully, you righteous. It is fitting and upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
Thank you. Good morning. Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, thanks for Music Sunday. Let's open our hearts and minds to receive a blessing through music and just praise you. Walk with us in our everyday lives this week. We lift up our tithes and offerings as they all belong to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
In moments like these, we pray, recognizing that God hears our prayer, recognizing that God wants to spend time with us, recognizing that God cares about us and those we care about, recognizing that God enters into our existence and changes circumstances and changes us, molding our will to His, molding our lives with His love. We pray knowing that God is always available, knowing that God desires our time and our hearts. And sometimes our prayer is a song, singing words our hearts cannot form, singing words of supplication and reverence, Spirit-filled songs. In moments like these, we sing. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever.
How shameful, how unworthy for Christ to enter in. Yet the tones are falling. Now open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee.
In moments like these, we cry out. Moments of doubt, moments of questioning, moments of pain. Moments when we are all out of ideas, out of options, out of time, out of friends. Moments of grief and anguish and sorrow. Moments when hope seems lost and the journey more than we can bear. Moments when our head tells us God is listening, but our heart is not so sure. Moments of lamentation. Moments when we need God to save the day, to say to our circumstances, be still, no more. To heal the hurt, to restore our joy, to turn our mourning into dancing. In moments like these, singing is an act of faith, a choice, a declaration that God is still God, even when we don't feel Him, that He is in control and we trust in Him. In moments like these, we sing. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O God, my God. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
God, your wonders
In moments like these, we sing in the joyous and in the sad, on the mountain and in the valley, in the busy moments and in the moments of rest, in frenzy and in peace, in our questioning and in our confidence, together and alone, we sing. We sing because God is worthy of all the worship we can give Him. He has done amazing things. He has loved us. He has saved us. He is God, and we are not. We sing because He has called us to sing. We are called to sing in every moment. We are called to bless His name in all things. We are called to praise His name in every circumstance. We are called to bless the Lord at all times. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Thank you.
I said in the 9 o'clock service this morning that lots of times what y'all get to hear on Music Sunday is what God's trying to teach me. And as we pray this morning, I want you to think on the God who is worthy of all of our praise. And if you'll remain seated for just a minute after the benediction, we've got one more song we want to sing that declares, "You are worthy." Our Lord and our God, we praise you because you are worthy of all our praise. We praise you because you have been in this place with us this morning. And Lord, when we leave, you will be with us still. Lord, in coming days, whatever you may bring, whatever you may allow in our lives, help us to look to you. Help us to seek your face. Help us to know your will. And Lord, help us to do your will. Lord, help us to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
You are worthy.